The Gemara Yud Dal and Amid Beis. Maybe we'll start again from the beginning of a topic. On Yud Dal and Amid Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom, the Gemara starts a Braisa Tanya, the Tanya. It said the line that Yud Dal and Amid Beis. Gemara Gittin. Talmud Bavli. Yud Dal and Amid Beis. No. Yud Dal and Amid Beis. The line around 15 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the word Lema Hoylach Kischi Tanayhi. Should I say that Hoylach Kischi? If I give you a matana on behalf of someone who is not here and I tell you, be zoicha the matana for him, that's the principle of zachen li'adam shelo gufano. So the other person is kind of the matana. But if I don't say zechei, I don't say zai zech, I say hoylech, so that's a question whether hoylech is the equivalent of zechei, or hoylech lav kischi. So the Gemara says, should I say leimo, should I say that this topic, hoylech kischi, when you say hoylech, in Hebrew, bizmana gemara, bizmana tanaim, whatever it was, bizmana tanaim is not necessarily. The Gemara Yudalan Amadeis. Maybe we'll start again from the beginning of a topic. On Yudalan Amadeis, about 15 lines from the bottom, the Gemara starts a Brisa Tanya. The Tanya. So the line that Yudalan Amadeis. Gemara Gitnu. Talmud Bavli. Yudalan Amadeis. No. Yudalan Amadeis. The line, around 15 lines from the bottom, the line begins with the word Lema Hoylach Kischi Tanayi. Should I say that Hoylach Kischi? If I give you a matona on behalf of someone who is not here, and I tell you, be zoicha the matona for him, that's the principle of zochen liyadam shalav b'fana. So the other person is kind of the matona. But if I don't say zechei, I don't say zay zech, I say hoylech, so that's a question whether hoylech is the equivalent of zechei, or hoylech lav kischi. So the Gemara says, should I say, leimo, should I say that this topic, hoylech kischi, when you say hoylech, in Hebrew, bizmana gemara, bizmana tanaim, whatever it was bizmana tanaim is not necessarily going to be the same bizmana zeh. The language changes over the generation. We mentioned many times the Meiri writes in the middle of Nedorim. Around three prokim in the middle of Nedorim, the Mishnais and the Gemara give you a lot of details. When a person says bananas, what does he mean? When he says fish, which fish is included? When he says flesh, does chicken is included, is not included? When he says vegetables, what is included, what's not included? When he says grain, every lashon, what's included, what's not included. So the Meiri always comments on those Gemaras. When you get to the Maskani, he says, Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman. All of these Birurim mean the way Hebrew was spoken, Bizmana Tanoim, Bizmana Zeh. It's not necessarily going to be the same thing. So here also, the Gemara is discussing a topic. It's not a Lomdish topic, it's Prashad and Lashon Meneyodim. What is the, yeah, but in Dorm Halacha, Lashon Meneyodim. Here also, Shabbat and Lashon Meneyodim. When the person says Harlech, what does he mean? So the Gemara says, Ditanya. Let's start from Ditanya, we have a Brisa. I give you $100 and I say, Hoylech mona leploini. I give you $100 and I say, take the money and give it to Ploini. So what does that mean? Did I mean, Zai zeicha, be zeicha the money on behalf of Ploini? So the minute you picked it up from me, it already belongs to Ploini. Or do you say, no? It means that you're a shliach lohilacha. Up until the time that you deliver it to Ploini, I can back out. He wasn't kind of yet. Zeicha, I never asked you to be zeicha. And it doesn't belong to him until he gets. So the Brisa has a story. If I said, Hoylech mona leploini, take the $100 and give it to so-and-so, v'holachu biksha v'loi mitzoy. You go and you look for him and you find out that Ploini died already. Ploini died after I gave you the $100 before you reached him. It takes 2 weeks till you get to Ploini's house and he dies in between. So what's the din? So the Tanakhama says, Yachziru la mishaleach. The money goes back to the Mashalech, that in other words, if you would have said Zochel Yadam Shalai B'Fana, Ploini would have been kind of right away, and then his Yarshim should get it. So Yachzu La Mashalech means that Hoylech is Lav Kizchei Dami. What if Meis HaMashalech? What if the Mashalech died? So maybe since I gave while I was alive, I gave you the $100, you should give it to Ploini, and then I die, so maybe then you should say Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis, because it was Hushlish Mentchila L'Kach. I gave you the money specifically for the purpose of delivering to Ploini, so there should be a din derabbanon. It's not a din deraisa, it's a din derabbanon. Machlokes HaTanaim, whether you say mitzvah lekam derameis. So what's the din in that case? So the Brisa says, meis hamashaleach, what if I die and you have the money? So it says, Rav Nosson, Rav Yankov Amar, yachzru liyarshim shaleach. These Tanaim deny that there is such a din. There is no such din that mitzvah lekam derameis.
No, so even though this is not
what it means. No, the Gemara is going to explain. Even if the person is still alive,
I'm talking that he died.
No, even in the case when the mekabel matan didn't die, they don't believe. That's how the Gemara is going to explain. They don't believe in mitzvah kan dirames. The Yesh Omrim, the third Tana, disagrees with the first Tana. The first Tana says, when I give you the $100 to give to Ploini, and you find out, and you go to Ploini's house, takes you 2 weeks, and you find out Ploini died in between the time that you got the $100 and the time that you delivered it to him. So the Tana Kama says, Yachzru la mishaleach. Why? Because Hoylech is lav kischi. So the third Tana disagrees with the first Tana. The Yesh Omrim, the Yersh Emish, and Ishtalcholo. That you say Hoylech is kischi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Yoyim Mishum Rabbi Yankim Shama Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who is in disagreement with the other Tanaim regarding mitzvah the kaim dirai meir. So this Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, in the name of Rabbi Yankim, in the name of Rabbi Meir, disagrees with the second Tana. So it's a very strange structure.
Yeah.
The third Tana comes to disagree with the first Tana, and the fourth Tana comes to disagree with the second Tana. Says that's how the Gemara interprets it. The Gemara has two explanations, but the both explanations run like that. that the third Tana is commenting on what the first Tana says, and the fourth is disagreeing with the second. So Rameh says, Mitzvah Lekayim De Rameis. If I gave you the $100 and I die, then there's a Din Midirabbanan, Mitzvah Lekayim De Rameis. So you go and you deliver it.
What if the other fellow died also, didn't recover? Will it be the same din?
When you say mitzvah lekayim divrei
ameis, what if we give it to his yorshim?
Oh, when you say mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis, when is that nikne? Is that nikne from the time of misa, or is that only nikne to Pliny from the time that he gets it? I think it's only nikne. Rav Chaim Oizer has a tshuva about that, and Achiyeza. I think he holds that it's only nikne from the time that he gets it. So if he's not alive, taker, it wouldn't apply. He wouldn't say mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. I don't think so.
So he doesn't argue with him completely because he's talking in a case where he died in
different, Kabul. The fourth Tana, the second and the fourth Tana are talking totally different case. Not talking Meisam Mishtaleach, Meisam Mekabel, talking Meisam Oisen, Meisam Mishaleach. The Chachamim Maimim Yachloiku, and the Chachamim say you divide the money. What's that, Pis Yachloiku? Compromise. They're Masufik. They don't know what the din should be. So they say Mamun Amuta B'Safik Chokin. That's what you do when you have Mamun Amuta B'Safik. You say Chokin. Usually when there's a Safik Mamun, Amotzi Machaver Olav Haray. Whoever is Muchzak keeps it.
The Muchzak keeps it. Muchzak.
L'chari the Marakama. L'chari the Marakama is the Muchzak.
That's
the Shaliach should have been the Muchzak. He has the money in his pocket. But Muchzak is only the one who holds it in clay and has Chach HaSofik, a Taina Sofik, that it may be his. Any time is it's Vadai mine or it may be mine. But the Shaliach for sure admits that for sure it's not his. He says he's just a messenger here. For sure it doesn't belong to him. So that's why he's not called the Muchzak. He should have been the Muchzak.
But he can't give it to the other one because they have to have a guy and he can't give it to the other one. In the meantime, he can hold it.
But we know for sure, he can't hold it. But we know for sure that it did belong to the Marakama yesterday. So that's called Cheskes Marakama. So the Mishaleach should be the Muchzak over here. So it's the Chapele. What are the Chachamim? The Chachamim say Yachlok, they're Mesupik. They don't know. So if you're Mesupik, so you split the money. You say, Mohammed, I'm with the Mesupik. What happened to the din of Hamaitz Machareel of Araya? There's such a thing as Cheskes Marakama over here. So Taisus points out, must be a special takana de Rabbanon over here. You have a lot of times in the Gemara that the Gemara says by a Safik moment, Yachloiku. So Taisus points out in Baba Basra a list of places that it's a special takana de Rabbanon that you say Yachloiku. It's not
because it's a taker.
Taisus discuss what do you do whenever you have a taker. Here's a little Taisus. The Chacham holds a Safik. So a Safik can say Yachloiku. Kol Teiku Shebishas Mefarish Bisham De Rabbein Hai. Rav Eichlein wrote Shorim on Inyoni Choshe Mishpan and Dini Mamanis. So the Rav Eichlein writes in his Shorim that the Dini Shorim Ekech HaMemka. So he writes Cholkin. He writes whenever it's a Sofik Maman, it's Yachloku. He split it. So the Ri says, how can it be? Ida Nira Liri? Echadashka Mehed Yachloku. If the Gemara says Yachloku, it's a special Takana De Rabbonon that you say Yachloku in violation of the Klal De Raisa. Whenever you have a Sofik Maman, you say the Muksuk should win. Muchzak either means Cheskes Kvisa Dehashta, the money is in my hand, in my pocket, in my house, or Cheskes Marakama is also called a Muchzak. So over here where you have a Cheskes Marakama, really, it should not be Yachloku. It's a special takana. Only Hecha Dehashkacham, the head, you Yachloku, then you say Yachloku. But otherwise, Adarabbe, Amr Mukim Amaneb Cheskes Marakama, the Muchzak should really win. There's a thesis more Baharchava in Baba Basra, and a few places thesis has like that. There are a lot of cases in Baba Kama in the first parak. They have it like that in quite a few places in the Gemara, about 10 places. When it says Yachloka, means it's a special takana that it should be Yachloka. Nikar Adin, it should really be the Marakama should win, or the Muchzak should win. Sometimes you say Yeimunach, that's in other cases Yeimunach, when no one is Muchzak, But over here, somebody is a Muchzak. When you know who the Muchzak is, and the Muchzak wins. When you don't have anybody who's a Muchzak, so you say Yeimunach, Hachi Yavelio.
Hussein is saying that the money is not money. The money is his, but he's paying back a debt or something else. So
no, he's not the money is not his. He says himself he doesn't know what the din is. He's still a mukhlah. If I hold on to money.
It's his money.
Right.
But he's doing something with the money. He's sending it out for the interest.
Right.
So there's a reason for why he's sending it out.
Right. He wants to give it away. But now it's a shaila whether it still belongs to him or it belongs to the other person. So even if I'm a supik, that's not loch. There's no supik zayla. If I'm muhsik on the money, there's no isik zeila. I can keep the money. What are you going to say? It's a safik zeila, so I have to get rid of it. Uh-huh. And then when I'm going to give it to you, it's going to be a safik zeila by you. So you have to toss it back to me. And a safik zeila, we're all frum. So I'll give it back to you. So go back and forth. So that's the halacha. When you have a safik, no, you don't say yachlok. Whoever is muhsik wins. Uh-huh. Whoever is muhsik wins, and there's no isik zeila. Whoever happens to be either muhsik, cheskas visa dehashti is holding on to the money now. Cheskas, if there's no cheskas visa dehashti, then the cheskas morakam is called the muhsik.
Hello.
Rav Meir says it has nothing to do with Hoylok Yitzchi. No, Rav Meir is a different dude. Rav Meir, the second time, different case. No, he doesn't have to die. Nothing to do with Hoylok Yitzchi. No. Even if he says Befer Zaynish Zeicher the geld. He says after I die, I give you the money so that after I die, give it to Pliny. So he can't say Hoylok Yitzchi. He says Befer Ish, don't be Zeicher for Pliny now. He still Rameya holds against the other Tana that you say mitzvah lekamdi rameis. The Chacham say achlok, fine. The Ka and Amru and the other Tanaim disagree. Who's the Ka?
In Bavel. Yeah, because all
these are Tana. This is a brisa that was composed in Bavel. Unusual.
Yeah, but the others are in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, most of the Tanaim lived in Eretz Yisrael, but there were a few Tanaim who lived in Bavel. So the Poshup shot that this Brisa was composed in Bavel. Yeah. So he says, V'kan Omer in the Tanaim where we live, the Tanaim of Bavel hold, L'chorid, it's not a comment that the Gemara is adding on. L'chorid, I think that's part of the Brisa. V'kan Omer and the other Tanaim live by us hold, Kol Masha Yirtza HaShaliach Yaseh. That's what the Gemara calls Shuda the Dina. When you have a Sufik Mamayna, sometimes you say Achloiku, and sometimes you say the Muchza keeps it. And sometimes he says shooted the diner. So shooted the so this Tana holds when they have a Sufik Mammon, the din really should have been Hamoitzim Machaver Olav Arayu, like the Ri says in Tais. The Morakama should win over here. There is no Cheskas Visa the Ashta. If you have a Cheskas, if I was the Morakama, there was a Sufik about some Mammon, and I gave it to you, and after I give it over to I used to own it, and now I gave it to you thinking that I'm supposed to give it to you. $100,000, whatever, or an object, and now Bet HaShaila, whether it really belongs to you, it still belongs to me. So you're called the Muchzak, not me. You have the Cheskes Tzvisa Dehashta. If the Shaliach is holding it, the middleman is holding it, so he doesn't have the Cheskes Tzvisa Dehashta. The Shaliach is made himself, it doesn't belong to him. He's out of the picture, doesn't even have a Taina Shema. He's made the Bevada, it doesn't belong to him, so he's not the Muchzak. The Mekabel is not the Muchzik, he doesn't have it. So when there's no Cheskas Tzvisa Dehashta, then you go back to Morakam. Then the Morakam is called the Muchzik. But whenever you're holding it already reached your hand. So you have the Cheskas Tzvisa Dehashta, Mamish Tachas Yodai, Mamish Bishusai. So then you ignore the Morakam, then the Morakam will not be called the Muchzik.
Isn't that the very issue though? Whether or not,
Once he's holding it, then the Mekabel Matana becomes the Muxa. Yeah.
So that's the very issue. How can you say, go back to Morakama? Each one is a Muxa in his own right.
Yeah, but we have another cloud. Yeah, I should have mentioned, we have another cloud. Shev Shmaitze quotes Ashitim Kubetzis on the last daf in the first parak in Ksubis. The last omen in the first parak in Ksubis, where the Shita quotes from shows from the Gemara that a Sufik Muxa is not called a Muxa. The Shliach for sure is not the Muchzak. He admits that it's not his. The Shaila is whether the Mekabel Matana is called the Muchzak because the Shliach is holding for him. Or you say, no, the Shliach is not holding for him. So if that's what we're in doubt about, we're in doubt as to whether you say Hoylech Kizchi or not. So the Mekabel Matana is a Sofik Muchzak. The Morakam is a Vadai Muchzak. Not a Muchzak Cheskes Tzvisa Dehashta. He's a Vadai Muchzak of Cheskes Morakam. So since the Cheskes Tzvisa Dehashta and the part of the Mekabel Matana is a Sofik, we're not sure about that. So a Sofik Muchzok is Lav Shmei Muchzok. So the only Muchzok you're left with that's Avada is a Cheskes Morakam. So the Morakam really should win. So Taisa said, no, but they made a Takon over here. They made a Takon, so what should they do? Something better than the Din. We want to make a Pshore. What's better? So one Tana says, better is Yachlodku. And the other Tana says, no. Shuda means kol mashiyir tashliach yasin. Taisus points out kan amru. The Taisus dimamaschal kan amru. The Gemara has in around 5-10 places shuda the diner. You have a sofik mammon. So once in a while, the Gemara will say the psak is shuda the diner. What does the word shuda the diner mean? So it's machlokes Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says What it means is the Dayan should judge in his pikchis, in his chachma, what he thinks the facts are. It's even though you don't really have any good rayas, you don't have any yedim, you don't have any documents, you don't have any real hoichachas, so the Dayan should make an umdina to try to
feel for the case, to try to
figure out what he thinks the facts really were when the facts are in doubt. And the Rabbeinu Tam, all over in Shas, chazes over this taisus, every single time the Gemara says Shuddah D'Dayna, and Rashi either has his pshat or doesn't say his pshat, but Rashi always says that same pshat. Whenever Rashi translates Shuddah D'Dayna, he says the Dayan should use his pikchus to try to figure out, use his judgment to try to figure out what the facts really were. What the facts really were. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's not true, because the Gemara calls it Kalmashi Yirtzah Shliach Yaseh. Means that it's totally arbitrary. Mm-hmm. And so Shuda D'Dayna, here it's not really Shuda D'Dayna, here it's called Mashiach Yiritzah Shaliach. So the Rabbeinu Tam says when the Gemara used the expression Shuda D'Dayna, it's called Shemashi Yiritzah HaDayan. Whatever the Dayan wants, he can do. Let's say the two people, it's a suffix moment whether you get it or Pliny gets it. You come to the Shir and he doesn't come to the Shir. So Shuda D'Dayna, I like the one who comes to the Shir, so I'll give it to him. So Taisus says that that's shuda. Rabbeinu Tam holds that that's shuda d'dayna, and he says the word shuda means to throw, like it says, "Sus v'roich roma v'yom." So the Targum Onkelos writes shadi to throw. Yeah. So the Rabbeinu Tam quotes in Aramaic. They quote a few places in Targum that the word shuda means to throw. So it doesn't mean he has to try to assess the situation and try to figure out what the facts really are, like Rashi learns. No, you can't figure out that. You don't have any birurim. Shuddah D'dayna just arbitrarily. He throws the money in your pocket, he throws money in his pocket. Effect of Rabbeinu Tam. If he likes this person, so of course he'll give it to him. The one who comes to the Shia will win. So if you have two Bali Dinim and Psaka Shuddah D'dayna, so someone will give Sheikha to the Dayan.
Yeah.
And obviously the Dayan will favor him if it's totally arbitrary. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, a Dayan to take Sheikha is possible to be done. That's the reason why that doesn't work. But theoretically, it would have been fine. Someone should bribe the Dayan, and Dayan will have the right to give the money to him if the Psak is Shuddah D'dayna. If that's Psak is Shuddah D'dayna, according to Rabbeinu Tam, means the Dayan has the right to be totally arbitrary. And Rashi learns not so. Rashi always learns Shuddah D'dayna doesn't mean Kol Mashiach Yirtzah HaDayan Yaseh, whatever he wants he has the right to do. He should use his intelligence to try to figure out who's really right. What the intention of the Nais and the Matana was.
There's a value for the Shaliach, because the Shaliach was in contact with the person who wanted to do the shluchos. So therefore, very often something is said by Milin,
and he'll understand it
then. So therefore, he knew better than anybody else what was the intent of the Mishaliach.
That's Rashi. That's how Rashi learns. Should it the Dainah mean Mashi Yirtzah Shaliach? Doesn't mean Mashi Yirtzah arbitrarily.
He knows better than anybody else.
That's how Rashi learns.
I think the Shlicha would be a little biased towards the Mishalach.
Why?
Because he's the one who sent him, he probably knows him. He's more likely
wrong with it. It's a hitman in the first place.
Yeah, okay.
He sent
okay.
Him
okay. Anyway, that's a Shas Machleg. It's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam all over. I think we pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, Choshim Mishpan, if I'm not mistaken. The Shuddah D'dayna means, Kol Mashi Yirtzah HaDayan Yaseh. It doesn't have to have any rhyme or reason, it could be totally arbitrary. So again, the Rish says, the Chachamim Marim Yachloka, what does it mean? Mikra Din, the Chacham holds a Sufik. So they don't know what to do. So Mikra Din, the Halacha should be, if you have a Sufik, the Mukhzak keeps it. Who's the Mukhzak? The Marakama. The nice saying over here is that it should be the Mukhzak. So against the Mikra Din, the Chachamim made a Takon, and they said Yachloku, as a Pshara. The Kan Omru and the Tanoim and Bavel disagree, and they say, no, if you're making a Pshara, Shem Besa to say Shuddah. And that's a machlegis Rashi and Taisus. What that means? Rashi says the shliach is in the best capacity to guess what the Naisin really meant. So whatever his judgment is goes. And the Rabbeinu Tam says no, it can be totally arbitrary. Whatever he wants to do.
The chachamim of Yachloku, because they have a sofik in what? In the mitzvah.
Rashi learns they have a sofik in both. There's a Rashi that has Rabbi Kivager over here. Rashi about 6-7 lines from the bottom. Misafkir luhu. The Gemara says the Rabbana hold Yachloku. Because Mesaf Kelahu. So Rashi says the Mesupik on both. The Mesupik where they say Mitzvah Lekam Dira Meis. And they're also Mesupik where the Hoylach Kischi or Hoylach Lav Kischi. The way Rashi writes it, It sounds like the Mesupik on everything. So that's what Rabbi Kivega tells you to look in a Mishnah Lamelech. That's a famous Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech quotes that there's a Machloikes Harishonim. What's the din where the Sfek Sveke could be Moitzi Momin? If I'm Muchzik on Momin, and there's a Sofik whether I owe the money or not, the Sofik Ashokol 50-50. You see, I'm Moitzi Machaber Levaraya, the money is in my pocket, the money is in my bank account, so I don't have to give the money, and there's no Sofik Gezel. That's the halacha. There's no suffik like sigzo. When you're muhzak, that paskos is the halacha, you can keep the money. So what happens if there's a sex faker? If 50-50, maybe that I have to give you the money for reason A, maybe I don't have to. But even if reason A is not correct, there's another reason, it may be C or D, maybe I have to give you the money mitam acher. So if you say it's 50-50, maybe I have to give it to you for that reason. And even if not, it's 25-25 within this, so it's 75% certain that I do have to give the money. 75% yet to give, and 25% to keep it. So what's the din if you have a svek svek? So if you say svek svek is mitam roiv, some are showing him the Rashbo and a tshuva has a loshen. The Shach and Yeridei quotes this in Simen Kuf Yud. The end, next to the last Simen, the Chelek Aleph Yeridei, is the Simen about svek svek. So the Shach quotes this Rashbo. That's why everybody knows this tshuva is a Rashbo. The Yeshua and Ksuva is tumult with this tshuva is a Rashbo because the Shach quoted it. Otherwise, they're not the tshuva is a Rashbo, not so well known. So the Shulchan Rashba has a lashon that svek svek mitam roiv v'odif mi roiv. It's based on roiv, but it may even be a little better than roiv. What do you mean based on roiv? 50-50, whether it's so or this, and then even within this, it's 25-25. So if that's the whole story, svek svek is mitam roiv, so ain holcha m'mamad achar a roiv. You don't take away my money just because you have a roiv. It's 50-50, then 75-25. So 75-25, you don't take away my money. If you have a roiv of 99.99, that then you can be Moitzi Momin based on such a rife, such a superior rife. We discussed on the first daf, I think, on base on a base. Rabbi Kivega commented in the Tshuvas Tinyona, Rabbi Kivega comments on Nigmar. If you have a rife with a miut, that's only a miut to the miuto, it's 99.5, let's say, to 0.5, so then you can be Moitzi Momin based on such a rife. Because Rabbi Meir is loich haish le miuta, such an insignificant rife. It's a miut to the miuta against the rife. So then, Rab Meir is loy chayish l'miyuta. That such a strong rive would be good l'hotzi moment also. But if you have a rive that Rab Meir is chayish l'miyuta, the Gemara says in the first daf, Rab Meir is chayish l'miyuta. So such a rive is no good l'hotzi moment. That's not strong enough rive. So if you just say that svek svek is a rive, svek svek is a 75-25 chin. So if it's only a rive, you're not going to see mamon based on a svek svek. But the Rashba wrote in the tshuva, svek svek is mitam roiv v'odif mi roiv. Maybe it's even better than roiv. What exactly does that mean? Why is it better than roiv? Why should it be better than roiv? So that's what some say. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this loshen and these poskim, these rishonim and achrenim and shulchan aruch and yoridei is an esik. That some seem to hold that when you have a svek svek, there isn't even a leidus asafik. The svek svek is moneya the leidus asafik. That is the Rav's loshen. Svek svek prevents you from having a later sasafik. If I have a situation and I start to declare, hey, is it this, is it that, I'm not sure. So that's called the later sasafik. When I'm not sure what the facts are, I'm not sure kosher atreiv, I'm not sure if I'm chayiv apatr, I'm not sure whether I'm entitled to the money, you're entitled to the money, that's later sasafik. If when I start to kratz, when I start to tracht, and I start to think, hey, maybe it's this, maybe it's A or B, and even if it's B, maybe it's C or D, when you have a svek svekus, the summary shonim hold, that's better than roiv. It's not that you have the suffix and you machriya the suffix based on the roiv that you should say ein halchem imam anachar a roiv. No, it could be that svek svek is zodif mi roiv. It prevents you from even having a latest suffix. You're not even chuyif to declare about the case. L'may nafkemina, that's where the svek svek is zodif mi roiv. So the Shulchan Aruch has the topic discussed in a few places. It comes up halacha l'maisa. Take for example. Sveka de Rabbanon le Kulam means you have a latest asafik, you have a suffik, whether the thing is mutar or ros, and if the whole issue is only the Rabbanon, you have a right to be makel to say Sveka de Rabbanon le Kulam. What if you have a Sveka de Rabbanon where you want to be makel, but the case has a cheskas iser? I know that the food used to be treif, midirabbanon. And now I have a suffix whether it became kosher or not. And even if it didn't become kosher, the worst it could be There's only an issue of the Rabbanan. So the Poskim assume you do not have the right to say Sveka Rabbanan Lekula Kineged Cheskasisa. What about Svek Sveka Lekula? Svek Sveka even by the Raisa. Do you have a right to say Svek Sveka Lekula Kineged Cheskasisa or not? So that's a Ramah in Simon Kufiud, in the Simon about Svek Sveka. So the Ramah makes a statement that Svek Sveka is good, even Kineged Cheskasisa. The Noise Kedem have time is that the example that the Ramah gives is a poor example. So he gives an example that's not really Oisgehalten, it's not really Kenegra Hazotha. But that's the statement that the Ramah makes. So the Achrani Pilpa, whether we really accept that La Locha, that statement. But that's what he says. The Ramah is working, is making a statement that Svek Sveka Lekula is superior to the Kalal of Sveka the Rabban Lekula. Sveka Rabban Lekula means you have a Sufik and you're Machriya Lehakel. So the Kalal is you have no right to be Machriya Lehakel, Kenegra Cheskasisa. But if you have a Svek Svek Lahakil, it could be a group of Rishonim Hall, that's even better than a Hachro Lahakil. It prevents the whole latest Hasafik Mekor. So you're not being Machriya Keneged Cheskasisa. There's no latest Hasafik. You don't have to declare anything. All the Moshel, there's a Morgan Avram in Hilchas Tzitzis that all the later Poskim quote, I think in Simon Yud Aleph, where the Morgan Avram quotes a klal from earlier Poskim. Sveka the Rabban Lekula means if you fell in and a Sveka the Rabbanon, you may be Mekor. Let's say Sfira time is coming up soon. So we pass in Sfira time of his man is only the Rabbanon. Machloikas are Rishonim and Agoinim. So Allah Lamaisa, we pass in Sfira time is only the Rabbanon. So if somebody daven bein Ashmashes and he tells Sfira, Shangit tells Sfira, they're not Machoyev to tell Sfira again at night. Sveka the Rabbanon Kul. Is it permissible to tell Sfira and bein Ashmashes? So Tosis writes in Menachas that it's okay. Tosis writes it's okay, and Tosis even says it's preferable. Why? Because you want to have Tmimah. Shevet Shabbos says Tmimah. So the Gemara says Tmimah means you should count as early as possible in the day in order to chaparain as much of the 24 hours of the day into the Sfira Soimah. Not deducting, you're not deducting. You're not cheating.
You say it should be chal. You have in mind it should be chal. Just a minute when it's exact.
No, so Taisa says if you count in Ben Ashmashes, other rabbi. So you're getting more. You're getting it's Vekas Rabbalakuli. You're allowed to count in Ben Ashmashes. And you're getting your full 24 hours worth in the sphere. So we don't pass in like that, Taisa. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ran in the end of Sochem, the last daf on the Rif Sochem. We don't pass in like that, Taisa. Why? So the Magen Avraham quotes the klal in Hilchas Tzitzis Ein Litzer Tzveka the Rabban Lekula Lechatchila. Tzveka the Rabban Lekula heist if you fell into the blood, you have a Tzveka the Rabban. So Belay Sper is Muta, but the Yevit is Muta, but you don't say Lechatchila Muta Litzer Lechatchila Teshafa Tzveka the Rabban Lekula Lechatchila. You're not allowed to. So what's the din Litzer Tzveka Lechatchila? What about walk into a situation? I know in advance that if I'm going to do this, it's going to be mutter, lacha ha'maisel be mutter mitan svek seka. Am I allowed to walk into such a situation? When you say svek seka lekula, does that mean it's a hachro lehokil? You have a right to be machriya lehokil. So just like the hachro of sveka de rabbana lekula is osa litzos sveka de rabbana lekula lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. So the same thing, svek seka, you shouldn't do it. Or would you say, no, svek seka is better. Svek seka, there's no latest hasafik at all. So that, the Magen Avraham does not talk about that. That's a tshuva that none of Yehuda thought. As a Sefer Shabbos Tshuva, it's called Shivas Tzion. They sell it now, they sell three volumes of the Nadi Yehuda. Madura Kama, Madura Tinyon, and they call this the Nadi Yehuda Chelik Shlishi. It's really by the Nadi Yehuda's son. It's not by, it has a different name, a different author, everything different. The reason why they put it together is because there are several Tshuvas in the Nadi Yehuda proper which were written by the son. By the Nadi Yehuda's son. So they want to sell, it's a good Sefer. It's a very good Sefer. Why? It's a good Sefer to have. His tshuvas are some of them are more cheerful than the Nadi Yehuda's tshuvas himself. Shiva Sion is very lumdish at tshuvas. So he has the tshuva about this. He quotes he quotes from his father, the tshuvas Nadi Yehuda about it. He quotes this Magen Avraham and he shows what it depends on. He always gives you a lumdish language. He explains what the issue always is. So he explains that that's the issue. What's the yisoid I had there of Svek Svek Lekula? Is it a hachro lehakel? Then you have no right to be machriya keneged hachazok against that ramor. And you have no right, litza svek sveka biodai. You're not allowed to create a case of svek sveka lechatchila. But if you hold that svek sveka lekula means that the mamish no latest hasafik to begin with, you don't even have to declare. So then the Ramah is right in the Simen Kufiyud in the end of the first chelik yeridei. It's svek sveka lehakel even works keneged cheskasis. You're not being machriya keneged hazaka. You don't even have to declare. There's no latest hasafik. And it's muta litza svek sveka lechatchila. So this is the famous topic that the Mishnah Lamelach quotes over here. The Mishnah Lamelach discusses And he quotes this Rashi. He's Madaik from the Rashi. That from the Rashi it sounds, he can dig up, but from the Rashi it sounds a little bit like even in the case where you have a combination of both together. You can really, if you want, you can put in a semicolon in the Rashi. The Rabbanon HaMasakalu Ikeschi Iloi, big semicolon, the Mitzvah L'Kam Dira Meisalo, you can say talking about two unrelated cases. But the Mishnah Malach reads it with a comma, not with a big heavy semicolon. He reads it, the Rabbanon HaMasubik about everything that we just said. Whether you say Heilach Kischi or not, so maybe the other fellow has a right to keep it, the Mishnah Nishtachel has a right to keep it, he was koinin already. And even if you say Heilach Lav Kischi, but then I die, so maybe Mitzvah L'Kam Dira Meis, Vaita you have to give it to him. So 50% is that you have to give it to him because Heilach Kischi. And then even within the tzad Heilach Lav Kischi is right, the 25% you have to give it to him because of Mitzvah L'Kam Dira Meis. So 75% you should give it to him. So 75% is Ein Holchem HaMam HaNachar HaRoi. You don't take away my money. I'm not alive. My Yerushim have the Cheskes Morikama. When a person dies, when a person has mammon, he's the Morikama. He's the Cheskes Morikama. Even after I die, my Yerushim never owned the money. They still have the Cheskes Morikama. That's Mishnayis and Bava Basra. The Yerushim get the Yerusha. The Mekabel Matana, that's what you brought up. The Mekabel Matana, who is a Sufik, if he's entitled to it, a Sufik Muchzik is not called Muchzik. That's the Shitim Kubetzes. And the last Talmud in the first Perek in Ksuvis. But the Yerushim of the Nisein, Ha'sofik, if they ever got it, if it belongs to the Mekabel Matana, so they never get it. So let's consider them a Sofik Muchzak. No, the answer is the Morikama was the Muchzak. Yeah. So the Yerushim I called the Muchzak. That's Mishnayis like that. Yerushim is automatic, not Muchzak Guvayna. So the Yerushim I considered the Morikama. So if it's just, if Sveksveik is just Mitam Rav 75-25, so you're not Maitzi Mammon based on a Sveksveik. So from the Mishnah Melach says, but it could be that it's Adif Miroiv. That was the Sufik of the Rajba. Could be that Sveik Mitam Roiv. But Adif Miroiv means that it prevents the whole Eidus Asa. It means that it's absolutely Vadai. We treat it as if there's no Shaila that it still belongs to the Markama. It's considered as if it's absolutely Vadai that it goes to the Makaba Matana. So then a Sveik should be Moitzi Mom. It's a big Machlokes Achreinim. All the Achreinim are wrong. Yeah, very strange. Why should anybody say that Sveik Sveik? In fact, not all of Rishonim agree that Sveik Sveik is Mitam Roiv. Many hold that Sveik Sveik is not Mitam Roiv. So the Shev Shmaitze quote, how can it not be Mitam Roiv? But it's 50-50 and then 25-25. So he quotes from the Rivosh. The Shev Shmaitze quotes from the Rivosh. What do you mean it's 50-50, then it's 25? Who told you the numbers over here? It's not, I mean, when you write on the blackboard, it's either A or B, and then within B, it could be C or D. So you say, it's either A or B, so you say, well, it's 50-50. That's the way we're drawing on a blackboard.
Yeah.
But did anybody take a poll to see? Did anybody make an umdana to see? Is it really 50-50? We don't know. And logical possibilities, it could be A or B, it could be C or D. It could be 90%, and B could be 10%. And then within the 10%, you're defining. So who says it all? Who says that it's 75-25? So other Rishonim hold the whole thing, they're laking up the whole thing. The Sveik is not only not Adif Miroiv, it's not even Roiv. It's a Roiv of logical possibilities, but that Roiv doesn't necessarily correspond to reality. So others hold it's not true. Other Rishonim, the Ra'o holds. The Prima Gautam has a little Sefer. There's two little Svarim, where he talks about all kinds of Klam. Has Ginas Virodim and Shoshanas Amokim. He talks about the Gzereshov, Kal V'chaimah, Binyanav, all the Midah Shatar and the Drashas. So usually in yeshivas, those are boring topics that people don't go in for those. But he has two little svarim about this. So in one of the svarim, in the Ginas V'radim, he talks about this issue. Svek Sveka, how does Svek Sveka work, and is Svek Sveka Moitzi Mammon, this Mishlam Melech, he talks about this. So he comes up with an original Einfal, which he didn't realize didn't realize that one of the Rishayim, the Ra'o. And the Berak HaBayis, on the side of the Torah HaBayis L'Rashba, the Ra'o already says that. He says, according to the Rambam's opinion, that Sveika Deraisa L'chum is only the Rabbanon, let's say I have a piece of flesh and I'm not sure if it's kosher or treif. And if it's treif, it's really treif Deraisa. So Sveika Deraisa L'chum, you're not allowed to eat it. That aloha that you're not allowed to eat the piece of flesh that may be awesome in our Torah, Sveika Deraisa L'chum, is that an isim in our Torah or is that only an isim of the Rabbanon? That's the famous machlokes is the Rambam and all the other Rishonim. That's the first page in the Shev Shmaitze. Shev Shmaitze starts off with that machlokes is the Rambam and the Raivit are the two Rishonim who hold that Sveika the Raisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon. And all the other Rishonim, Rashi and Taisus and the Rashbo, all the other Rishonim disagree. They hold it's not so. That's fake. The Raisa Luchum is a din menater, it's not a din menirabon. So the Primogodim and the Ra'or writes also like this, they're saying, they say like this. If one should hold that Sveika, the Raisa Luchum is only awesome in the Rabbanon. So if you have a Svek Sveika, what you're faced with is a Sveika the Rabbanon, Lakula. You have a Sufik, but even have a Sveika the Raisa. And if you have a Sveika the Raisa, it's only awesome in the Rabbanon. So whenever you have a Svek Sveika, it's Mutim, Itam Sveika the Rabbanon, Lakula. So it's mamash identical. It's not that there's an one cooler Sveika the Rabbanon, Lakula, then there's another cooler Svek Sveika. No, Svek Sveika is Hainu Hach. With Sveika the Rabbanu Lakula, so you can't distinguish between the two. That's the Prima Godim's Harifas. That's what the Ra'or writes in some cases, he says like that. The Ra'or doesn't seem to hold like the Rambam, that Sveika the Raisa Lechumre is always only with the Rabbanan. He holds that Sveika Lakula doesn't apply in all cases. He has a few, many Rishonim hold that Sveika Lakula does not apply in all cases. Doesn't apply as broadly as we think. Sveika deraisa means I'm a supik if there's an avered. Yes, safik deraisa is lechumre, and safik derabbanan is lekula. You can eat it, lekula. But the safik deraisa lechumre that you're not allowed to go ahead and eat it, is that an isa deraisa or is that an isa derabbanan? So if one should hold that safik deraisa lechumre itself is only midirabbanan, so then a sveika means you have a safik if there is a safik derabbanan, if there is an isa derabbanan. You have a suffix whether there is a sveika deraisa, whether there is an isa derabbana. So that's a sveika derabbana, lakula. Yeah. So that's a big machlok. Yeah, it is difficult. It's very difficult. Mechateisa, why should you say such an idea? That sveika is monea, leidos ha-suffix. Mechateisa, it is a difficult svar. But that's what the Rashbo wrote such a lashon. And after Rashi, somebody showed him a hole like that. That sveika is considered that there's no leidos ha-suffix. So that's Rabbi Kivegi's ha'ore. It tells you to look in the Mishlam Melech, who read the Rashi, not with a semicolon. He reads everything altogether. Sure, that even in the case of a Svek Sveike, it's still Nisaf Kilahu. You don't say that Svek Sveike is Maitzi Mamon. It's a topic in the first Perek in Ksubis. This topic is discussed. There's a Taisvis and there's a Machlekes and Achrenim. How to read the Taisvis? And the first Perek in Ksubis. Big Machlekes Achrenim. This Dechemek quotes lines and lines of Achreinim on this side and on that side. What's the din where the Sveik Sveik is good Lahotzi Mom?
What is the difference here between the Yesh Amrim and Rabbi Meir? The Yesh Amrim say Ariyar Shem Yishim Stalkele. And Rabbi Meir says this thing?
Rabbi Meir was on the first case.
That's for the time.
Yachzer will Ariyar Shem Yishim Meisa Mishalayach Yachzer will Yachzer Mishalayach. The Yesh Amrim goes on the first case. The Yoshem goes on the first case and Ramir goes on the second case. Different cases, totally different cases. This third Tana, the Yesham is the third Tana, is disagreeing with what the first Tana said. And he holds that Hoylech is Kischi. So you have to give it the Yoshem Ishin Ishtalkalo. But I gave you the $100 to deliver to him, and then it takes you 2 weeks to find him, and then you find that he died during the interim,
right.
So he was already cutting, you have to give it to him. Ramir is talking about in a different case. Not that he died. I died. So when the Mishalech dies, so then you say Mitzvah Lekayim Devar Ameis. And that Rab Meir, Rab Yudah Nosson, name Rab Meir, that's in disagreement with the second Tanoim. Rab Nosson, Rab Yankiv say, Yachzer L'Yosher Mishalech, they deny that there's such a din. Rav HaTanoim deny that there's a din of Mitzvah Lekayim Devar Ameis. And Mar says, we paskin like Rab Meir. That's the last line in the first Perek. The Kaimala Mitzvah Lekayim Devar Ameis, the last line in the Perek, says we paskin like Rab Meir. Even though Rab Meir is a Shita Sayochir, we pass on like Rameh that there is a din of mitzvah lekayim deramez. But the majority of the Tanoim originally did not hold like that. Rav Nosson, Rav Yankiv did not believe in that din.
It doesn't come out of the same. You say Liyoshe Mishem Shtalkolo, or I say that mitzvah
lekayim deramez. No, Yoshe Mishem Shtalkolo, that's a shayla. Let's say the Mishalech is still alive. So you can't apply mitzvah lekayim deramez. I'm still alive. Yoshe Mishem Shtalkolo, that's a shayla. But the Hoylech Kischi, Hoylech Lav Kischi.
And then Rabbi Yankiv don't get involved at all.
Doesn't Rabbi Yankiv go when the Mishalech died? When the Mishalech, they're not talking the Mishalech.
They're not talking about
when the Mishalech died, do you say Mitzvah Lekayim Devarameis? So Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yankiv, they hold Yachzer L'Yorshe Mishalech. There's no din of Mitzvah Lekayim Devarameis. And Rabbi Meir disagrees. There is a din of Mitzvah Lekayim Devarameis. And the rest of the Tanoim after them, they're Mesupik on everything. Mesupik on everything. So what do you do when you're Mesupik? So the Din should have been, the Marakama should have won. Should have won, like Taisa says in the name of the Re. Taisa Dira Maskal HaChachamim. And they made a Takana here not to follow the Ikra Din. So the first Tana says the Takana was Yachloikul. The next Tana says, V'kan Omru, in Bavala Tanoim said, that it should be shooted the Dinah.
I'm not saying Rabbi Yanka.
Yeah.
Their question was only whether Hoylach Kischi Dome. Has nothing to do with...
No. Meis HaMishaleach.
Meis HaMishaleach.
Meis HaMishaleach.
But it goes on the first one,
the Mishaleach died, is there a dinner mitzvah l'kaim divya meis? Rabbi Nosan Rabbi Yankim say there's no dinner mitzvah l'kaim divya meis. And Rabbi Meir disagrees, he holds there is a dinner mitzvah l'kaim divya meis. And the next two Tanoim are Mesaf Kilahu. So what do you do with Sofik? So the first Tana says Yachlok, and the next Tana says Shudim. And then the last Tana says Om Rab Shimon HaNasi. It's an unknown figure. Who is Rab Shimon HaNasi? That's what the Gemara with the Taisus at the end of the Perek said. They're not sure who this person is. Om Rab Shimon HaNasi. Al Yadi Hoya Maisa. I once had Azah Shaila. And he asked it of the Tanoim. Yomru Yachzur LeYorshei Mishaleach. All right. He says the Psak was like that. So the Gemara, that's the end of the crisis. Now the Gemara wants to know, what is the issue? My love, what's the pshat? Mistame b'ol kam aflegid, and does b'ashtei te machlegis. Tanakamis, sovar, hoylech lab kischi. Tanakamis says, if you go and you find that the man died 2 weeks later, he died during the period of the 2 weeks, so you give it back to me, he hoylech lab kischi dami. He wasn't kind of, the moment that you picked up the $100 from him, he was not yet kind of, hoylech lab kischi. I'm not sure Rabbi Yankif Nami, they agree, Holach Lav Kischi, but Apo Gav Demis. And even though the Noisein died, you don't say Mitzvah Lekam Diram Eis. The Yesham, the third Tan, is in disagreement, but the first Tan holds Holach is Kischi. Rabbi Yudah Nasi is in disagreement. Rabbi Yudah Nasi, in the name of Rabbi Meir, is in disagreement with Rabbi Yankif Ram Nasen. He holds Holach Lav Kischi, however, Miu, Hecha Demis, but if the Noisein Hamatana dies, then you do say Mitzvah Lekam Diram Eis. Fine. Then the next two Tanaim hold Misaf Kilahu. Rashi said they're not sure about anything. They don't know whether Yeh Mitzvah came to Rav Meisa. No. They're not sure whether Hoylach Kischi. I love Hoylach Kischi. So what do you do when you have a Sufik? So the Din should have been Marakama should win, Muchzak. But they made a Takana Natu. So they made a Takana Yachloku, Misaf Kilahu, and they made a Takana Vikanom, and the Tanaim above all held it's better to take Shudo Adifi. Machshana Takana. So it's better to make a Takana Shudo. Rather than to make a takana of yachlok, that's the machlokes. Which takana is better? Does it make more sense to say shuda? Or does it make more sense to say yachlok?
What's the spot to be just totally arbitrary?
If you would hold like Rashi,
it's equity.
Makes more sense. Yeah, I don't know. Rabbi Natam keeps on assisting every time the word shuda appears in the Gemara. Rabbi Natam. Taisus quotes Rabbi Natam that you shouldn't think Chalila like Rashi. I don't know. The Rashi makes more sense. I don't know.
Sure.
Rabbi Natam says that it does mean like that. I don't know. He has rais. He has a lot of rais from the Gemara. That's how we pass. I don't know. Strange thing. And then the Gemara says, what's the last Tana? What does he hold? We have all the logical possibilities have been used up already. So what is the last Tana adding on? Rabbi Shimon Anasi, what is that? Just Maisa Asa Lashmina. He just tells you, Al Yadi Hoya Maisa. He had a case. And they paskal like one of the previously mentioned Tanoim. He's not introducing a new Shita. Up until him, the six Tanoim who were quoted, there was 1, 2, 3, 4.
And two.
No, five. There were six. There were four.
There were two.
No, there were six. Tanakama holds that you say Hoylech Lav Kischi. And the third Tana disagrees with the Tanakama. And the second Tana holds you don't say Mitzvah L'Kaim Diber Meis. Rameh holds you do say Mitzvah L'Kaim Diber Meis. Then the fifth and the sixth Tana hold everything is up in the air, Sofek. So the fifth Tana holds Yachloku is Adif, and the sixth Tana holds Ashuda. So there are only six Shitas here. There isn't the seventh. So what's the seventh Tana saying? He's just saying Maisa Asalashman. He says once upon a time you had the case, and they passed him like one of the other Tanai. But it's not introducing a new sheet. Not a new sheet. That's the Gemara. Okay, yeah, Maisa Rav. Okay. So the Gemara says, it sounds like that's the Machloikas HaTanayim. The issue that we raised before, where they say Hoylech Kischi, sounds like it's a Machloikas HaTanayim. So the Gemara says, not necessarily so. On the third wide line, the Gemara says, lo. You don't necessarily have to learn that that's the Pshat. Dibori, if the man who's giving the gift would be healthy, Maybe kuli alma la pligi that you say holach lav kischi dami. If I say zechei, if I say be zeichef a pliny, so then zechei is zach le adam shalav afanim. But if I say holach, it could be that no one would think, nobody would think that holach kischi. But hachem asking, maybe the topic discussed in the brayse, even though it doesn't say, maybe it's self understood. We're talking about a shchimira. The man is sick in bed. Man is sick in bed. So we know that there's a din dibre shchimira kiksuv v'mechim sirn dami. We discuss it's a takana de rabbanon. It's a takana de rabbanon. Kedei shelo titorev dai to olav. The man is sick. A shchimira doesn't mean that it's a goises. We mentioned a shchimira is nishkin goises. He's mutal. The Rambam stresses it. The word shchimira is the Targum Onkelos on the pasuk on the psukim where it says a man is sick in bed. That's all. He has the flu. He has a cold. He doesn't feel well. He's sick in bed. So we're afraid that maybe he's going to be aggravated, he's going to start thinking of death, his condition may get worse out of aggravation. So made a takana that if he wants to hand over money or gifts or whatever, so you can rest assured that it already belongs to the other person, there's no need for a kidney. So that din, the Rabbanon, that's a machloikas ha-tanoim. Did the Rabbanon ever make such a takana, or they have not? They are chachamim only have a right to make a takana if there's a tzorach. The man is nishkin goises. He's not holding by the end. He's not 119 years old, 50 years old, and he has the flu. People die from the flu, so he's so concerned. Kedesh left the tzavor. They're not going to know what the bnei roich. I'm not going to know the din and whether you honor a tzavor, you don't honor a tzavor. So the Tanaim said we give it away. So the Gemara says, Loi, the Gemara suggests maybe this is a whole different story as was on the third line from the top. Tanakama holds like Rab Lazar, that what there is no din of Divresh Chimrakik Suvim Chim Surundam. So I say, take the $100, give it to Pliny. So Pliny is not Kony yet until he gets it. You go and you find that Pliny died, so he never got it. You say, Hoylach Lab Kischi, there's no Zachanam Shlavifana. And there's no din of Divresh Chimrakik Suvim Chim Surundam. Rab Nosim Rab Yankif Nami also hold like Rab Lazar, there's no din of Divresh Chimrakik Suvim Chim Surundam. But they add on, Afagab the miss. And even after the Nisan Hamatana dies, it's still the Aminim Mitzvah, the Kaim Divamei. Still not. The Yeshomrim disagree with the first Tana again. This again. The third Tana comes to disagree with the first Tana. He holds like the Rabbanon, that there is a din of Divrei Shchimin HaKiksuvim Mechim Sirin Domi. And Rabbi Yudan Nasi comes to disagree with the second Tana in the name of Rab Meir. He holds that what? Nahamon. Kirab Lezer. They also hold. He also holds like Reb Lezer that what that there's no din of mitzvah the kai, there's no din of divrei shchimira kiksuvim chim surin. And the fourth Tana disagree whether you say Mitzvah the Kam Divrei Hameis or not. The only thing that we're changing now is the first Tana. And the third Tana, what are they arguing about? So before we thought that the Nekudas HaMachlokes is whether Holach Kischi, and Gemara said, no, it's not necessarily so. It could be that they argue a totally different issue whether you say Divrei Shira Kiksuvim Kimsurin Dom. And then the fifth and the sixth Tana, that's the same as before, just the same. And the fourth Tana disagree whether you say Mitzvah the Kam Divrei Hameis or not. The only thing that we're changing now is the first Tana. And the third Tana, what are they arguing about? So before we thought that the Nekudas HaMachlokes is whether Holach Kischi, and Gemara said, no, it's not necessarily so. It could be that they argue a totally different issue whether you say Divrei Shira Kiksuvim Kimsurin Dom. And then the fifth and the sixth Tana, that's the same as before. Just Misafka Lehu, they don't know which way to go. And the din should have been, if you don't know where to go, so Amoitz Macharel of Harais, give it to the Marakama. But they made a takana here, so that's a machlokes ha-tanaim. Which way is it best to make a takana? Is it better to say achloka, or is it better to say shuda? The Gemara has such, in the end of Ksubas, the Gemara has that. Shnei shtaras hayetzim b'yoynechot. Two people have a shtar that I gave you my karka matana, I gave you the karka matana, I sold you the karka matana, the same date, and you don't know whoever I sold it to first gets it, and whoever I sold to second loses. That's a fake, but you can't tell who got it first. So one Tana says Yachloku, one Tana says Shuda the Dinah. The Gemara says that's the Machlokes, but the Yachloku, Chaluku Adifu, or Shuda Adifu, which is better to make a Takana de Rabbanan. So that's the same over here. The Chachamim Am Yachloku Misafkulahu, so they hold that it's better to make a Takana Chaluku Adifu. The Kanamu and the Tanaim and Baba hold the Shuda Adifu, it's better to make such a Takana. And the seventh Tana is introducing a seventh Shita. It's just Maisei Rav is just saying he once had a case and he passed him like that. Shimon HaNasi, Maisei Asa Lashmin Hashem. Now the Gemara just concludes, who is this Rav Shimon HaNasi? We never heard of Rav Shimon HaNasi.
Yeah,
Rav Shimon Gamliel was a Nasi. Yeah. Who's Rav Shimon? So they're not sure, maybe there's a word missing in the Braisi. Boy, Luhu, Rav Shimon HaNasi, was he really a Nasi? Nasi means the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Was there really such a person, Rav Shimon HaNasi, who went with that name? It was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Oh, maybe it means Mishmei the Nasi Kama. Maybe you should read like this, Rav Shimon. How does it read in the Braisa?
Omer
Rav Shimon HaNasi. So maybe you should read Omer Rav Shimon HaNasi Omer. Omer Rav Shimon HaNasi Omer. The Nasi said, and he's referring to some other well-known Nasi. But not that he is Rav Shimon HaNasi. That's what Taisus explains. The Gemara is Mesupik, how to read the Braise. Is it Amar Rav Shimon HaNasi?
He was the Nasi.
Nasi Hava. Oy Mishmei the Nasi Kama. And the word Oymer is missing. So Taisus quotes the last Taisus in the Perek. Taisus quotes the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Lamites. The last two lines in the Taisus. Mom Baba Kamadaf Lamatesk has a losha. Rabbi Yankif Mishalim Chatzi Nezik, a case. The Braisa talks in abstract. Shosh Izik Katam. Rabbi Yankif Sham Chatzi Nezik. What does Rabbi Yankif have to pay Chatzi Nezik? He didn't do anything. Rabbi Yankif Oimer Mishalim Chatzi Nezik. It's understood Oimer. Rabbi Yankif says, Mishalim, the one who, if such a case should come up, Mishalim. So just like over there, it's understood.
Oimer.
The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yankif, my avidity, what did the Tana Rabbi Yankif do? So the Gemara answers, no, it means Rabbi Yankif Oimer. Mishalim Chatzin Ezek. So maybe over here also, it's understood that the word Oimer is missing. Om Rab Shimon, Hanasi Oimer. The Nasi Yigizokta Zay. So the Gemara is not sure how to read the Brayz. The Gemara says, well, Toshma, the Om Rab Yosef, Halachik Rab Shimon Hanasi. So he calls him Rab Shimon Hanasi.
Yeah. You can say
you can clear within Rabbi Yosef also. He's just using the exact same lashon that it says in the Braisa. Did he mean to say Badain te boilach Nasi who? Is Rab Shimon the Nasi? Or the Kama Mishmei the Nasi? The Gemara says take, we don't know. So what was the Havamin in the first place? They thought they're going to bring a rai from Rabbi Yosef. Why is Rabbi Yosef a better rai than the Braisa? Whatever you're going to interpret in the Braisa, that's what you're going to interpret in Rabbi Yosef. So that's what Tosis writes in a few places in Shas. They were Tanoim and they were Amoroim. The word Amoira means to speak in Aramaic. The word Amoira, Amira, to speak. Amoira Yeshlo Lefarish Yosef. That's how Tosis writes in a few places. The Tanoim very often used to speak Bekitza Nimrod. And a lot of times they would say, Lidivrechem. A lot of times you have Tanoim. A Tana says, you're wrong, and it gives a whole argument. The Gemara says, that's not really what that Tana holds. They were debating.
According to you,
it should be like this. You have a lot of times complicated ways, the way the Tanoim spoke. The Amoraim spoke, the Amoraim spelled out things more bariches, and they were more down to earth to explain what they said. They wouldn't argue and debate. So that's why the Gemara thought, the Braisa, you can't tell too much what the reading is. But Rabbi Yosef is the Amora. Rabbi Yosef is an Amora. Yeshua the Farish Yosef. So they thought, if Rabbi Yosef calls him, Halachi Rav Shimon HaNasi, Mistami means that he wasn't. He must know. He's just quoting the Lashon from the Braisa. Whatever means in the Braisa, that's what he means. So it's a historical suffix. It's not a halachic issue. A historical suffix, Gemara is not sure. Teku. A teku and a historical suffix.
Yeah.
Usually teku is a halacha. Yeah, but teku and a historical suffix. Yeah. So what did Rabbi Yosef say? Gufa, Zagmar, what did he just say? Leave out the history. Gufa, Omer, Rabbi Yosef, what did he say? Halachik, Rab Shimon HaNasi. That what? What did Rab Shimon HaNasi say? That what was the psak? Yaksu l'yarsay mishaleach. The mishaleach died. And you don't say mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames? You give it back. You don't say mitzvah lekamdem, but we pass from that you do say. Frag the Gemara. First, the Gemara asks the first kasha. I, how can you say you give it back to the Yorshei HaMashaleach? But we paskin divish. We just said before he denies divish chimerak kiksuvim chimsum. If you say divish chimerak, when the chayla says give it to Pliny, it already belongs to Pliny. Divish chimerak kiksuvim is kainer right away. Fegmal lekaimelan divish chimerak kiksuvim chimsurin dami. And for the Gemara, Rav Yosef obviously does not learn the second pshat that is talking about a chayli. He learns the first pshat. It's talking about haylach kisri. He's talking about a bard. Okay, good enough. And for the Gemara, Rav Yosef mukalav bari. Frag the Gemara, but what do you mean by bari? But it says that the guy died. So the answer is, when he said give it to Pliny, he was healthy, and then he died later. Nishkin kasha. But still, if he died, but once he died, what happened? Mitzvah lekaim devri amez that we do paskin like Rav Meir against the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to change it. If Rav Yosef is saying the halach is like Rav Shimon HaNasi, he can't say that he denies the halach. Rav Yosef is going to paskin against the din hamakubal bizman hamaran, though he paskin mitzvah lekaim divrei ameis. So he must have had the gears and the brayse at Tani. He must have had a different reading. Yachzur la mishaleach. The mishaleach left noch. There's no mitzvah to come to Rameis. I'm still alive. No mitzvah to come to Rameis. And there's no, I'm not a shechid mary either. I'm a healthy person. The only issue is, I didn't say zechei. I didn't say zay zeche fa pleini. I said heilach. He holds that heilach. Lav kishchi. So if you find that he's dead, you give it back to me.
Because
that's where
I meant it to go to. So otherwise, I don't have a question.
I meant it to go to that individual, not the Yosha.
Well, but that's right. If he's Yosha,
then you don't have control anymore.
If you say, if you would say, he was kind immediately. And then if he dies a week later, goes to Yosha.
Well, that's what he said.
See, Rama Bari, so if I give you a matana to be kind for someone else, and I say, Zai Zai, so the other person is kind immediately.
Right.
If when he finds out he's unhappy, he says, I don't want to be Zaycha, we can be Mecha. But if he finds out, or if he never finds out, or he finds out and he says, fine. So he's kind from the very beginning, from the outset he's kind.
So then the Yoshin will
so then the Yoshin get it. Hadran Allah Perak Hamed Kamal. Okay. The beginning of the second Perak has a lot of repetition about we spent a lot of time in the beginning of the Mesichta about with the Takana the Rabbanon of why you have to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. So it's not Sanagia Laloch. I really would like to skip to the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, but we're not going to skip in Gansen. Because there is a very important shtikel gemara here that's a zaitige topic on tezvav and beis. So maybe we'll learn the amount of gemara that's necessary for that, and then we'll skip to yudzai. Maybe we'll start the mishnah. I maybe get this chazar we learned already. If a shliach lahilacha brings a get from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and as man we paskin even in Eretz Yisrael, whenever Shliach Lailocha brings the get, he has to be present at the time of Ksivas HaGet and the Chasime, when the both Eidim sign, so that when he's about to give the get, he has to say, Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, and then he gives the get to the Isha, and he says, I'm the Shliach Lailocha, and she's Megureshes. I made the get from Dina Sayam, he brings the get from Chutz La'aretz, Yama Befanei Nechtam, he says, I was watching when the Sefer wrote the get for Shema, but I was not watching, I was not present when the Eidim signed. I believe Befanei Nechtam. Or, semicolon. He says, Befanei Nechtam, I was watching when the Eidim signed it. I was not watching when the Sefer wrote. I don't know. Could be a Goy wrote the get. I don't know who wrote the get. Or he says, Befanei Nechtam, cool. I was watching when the Sefer wrote the whole get Lishma. And only I was watching when one of the Eidim signed. I was not watching when the second Eid signed. So, Tech Technish. He wasn't watching when both Eidim signed. It's no good. Befana nechtam kula, befana nechtam chetzio. Chetzio means one of the two chasimas. The 280 chasim on the bottom, he was watching on one of them side, he wasn't watching by the other one, so it's no
doesn't
good.
Doesn't have to be the first one, it could have been the second one.
First, second, yeah.
One.
So it's no good, it's no good. If he didn't say befana nechtam, if he wasn't there when both signs, is no good. Or he says, befana nechtam chetzio, I was only watching when half of the get was written l'shma. Before I nechtem kula, I was there when both Adam signed, but I was only there half of the time when the Sefer wrote the get. So technish, it's no good. So the Gemara is going to talk about that topic. We already learned in the first Perek, does the Shliach Lailach have to sit there the whole half an hour that the Sefer... So the Gemara doesn't have to sit the whole time. The Gemara says, as long as he hears the scratching of the pen on the first line, then we assume Kolodos Aldas Rishayin Hoyse. The punkt today was Rabitzko Hanna's yard site. The hand of the yard site, the 100th year since Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna passed away. So the cover, the yard side, Dr. Lehm gave a shiur in the yeshiva on a tshuva, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna, that was on this topic. About kol hois al das vishayna hois. And when a person starts writing a get, l'shma, a person shechts a korban l'shma, and after the shechit, he has to do kabbalah, halach, hezriki, he does other avodas. The kohen keeps on proceeding. Or he starts writing a sefer Torah l'shma, he writes till and does things l'shma. So does he have to keep on saying every second he's doing the Shema, he's doing the Shema? Can we show him around? So the din is no. We assume Kol Hois Al Das Rishayin Hois. When he starts to do the Shema, we assume that everything he continues to do is based on the same assumption, unless he demonstrates otherwise, unless he says he changed his mind. He's not going to do the Shema. But otherwise, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna is all true when you apply it, when you don't apply it. So the Gemara said in the first parak, you don't require that the Shliach Lailach should be watching the whole Ksivas Haget. It's sufficient if he's watching in the beginning, and we assume Kolos Adas Rishon Hois. The Gemara asks, so why does the Mishnah say that that's no good if the Shliach says, Befanai Nechtav Chetzio, or Befanai Nechtam Kulo? I was watching when both Adam signed, I was only watching when the Sefer wrote half of the Ged.
Depends which half.
Oh, so the Gemara answers, it depends which half. If he came at the beginning of the Ksivas HaGed, then he can go out and daven Mincha Ma'ariv, and he can come back later and watch the Adam sign. It doesn't have to be that all out. But if he comes in the middle of the Ksivas HaGet, how does he know that he wrote the beginning of the Get L'shma? That's what the Gemara says, Pshat in the Mishnah. If he comes for the second half of the Get, Pegnish. If he was there at the beginning of the Get, he has a right to assume Kol Lo Yisod Asher Shein Eris.
Is it living out from the Rambeya?
Right. Rambeya holds that you don't even have to have Ksiva L'shma at all. Right. Usually you say Stam Mishnah Rambeya, and this is against Rambeya. That was the Gemara's question. Man Hai Tana, who is the Tana who requires both Ksiva L'shmoa and Chazdima L'shmoa? So the Gemara says, it's not Rav Meir, it's not Rav Loza. So the Gemara says, no, it is Rav Loza. Rav Loza holds unique Ksiva L'shmoa min HaTorah, and the Chazdima L'shmoa is needed mid Rabbonon, because otherwise it'll be Mizuyef Mitoicha. That was the Gemara in the first pair. Right. So that's what the Gemara explains here. Befanai Nechtav Chetzio is no good if it's Chetzio HaSheni. If it's Chetzio HaRishon, it would be good. Chetzio HaSheni Toignash. What if you have two shluchim? Echad oima befanai nechtav, echad oima befanai nechtam. One shliach was watching when the get was written l'shma, the other shliach was watching when the two chasimas was signed l'shma. So when you have, usually kiyam ashtar, you need two eidim. So special mishum iguna kile beirabonon, here they were meiko. That they said, it's a genuk, if you have one shliach loylocha, it says befanai nechtav, befanai nechtam. So the kula de rabbanon only was if the same person says both before nechtam, before nechtam. But if they divided it up, one of them is going to say before nechtam. What is going to say before nechtam? I wasn't there when the Edom signed, he wasn't there when the Sefer wrote it. So there's no takana de rabbanon over here. And based on the regular rules and regulations, you should need two Edom. So there's no takana de rabbanon. So it's no good. Echadam before nechtam, echadam before nechtam is possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machsha, the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Yehuda Machsha. What if echadam before nechtam? Ushnayim omrim b'faneinu nechtam. Two edim say b'faneinu nechtam. Different. So then the Mishnah goes kosher. The Gemara is going to go into a lot of details on this. So the Gemara, believe that if next week I'd like to start the last five lines on the Omer. Omer Rav Chisda. Omer Rav Chisda. Up until there, more or less, we discussed about that. So starting with Omer Rav Chisda, I'd like to learn till where? Till over here, till Tez Zayin Amid Aleph, five lines from the bottom. This is Zaytiga topics.
Until Teiku.
Up until the other Teiku. Okay. It's fascinating as Halacha Lamaisa about Natilas Yadayim, about Hilcha Shabbos, everything. Interesting things. I noticed this Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh. So we lain from Parshas Boy, Choriz Alachem, and the second Sefer Torah. So one of the psukim in the special kriya that we lain is V'kocha toch lo'osov, is a special Dewadinim L'doris and Dewadinim L'shoah. So one of the Hora Shoah that did not apply L'doris was they had to eat the Korban Pesach in a state of preparedness. They can't wear slippers, they have to wear their marching boots. They have to be all dressed, ready to travel. They have to have their walking stick with them. There is no such thing. You can eat and relax slowly. You have to eat tukdach in this process. But you don't have to eat it, you don't have to gobble it down. This is all Hora Shoah. And then it says, Pesachu Lashem. What does that phrase mean? Kocho tochlos, so masnech ma'agurim, na'lech ma'aglech, ma'kelchem yedchem, achaltem osa b'chipozayin, Pesachu Lashem. What does that phrase mean? So Rashi has a comment on that phrase, Pesachu Lashem, ha'korbin, hu kori Pesach, al shem ha'dilug. Rashi quotes two pshotim, whether ufasachti alechem, fasachti means miloshen, to jump, like a pisech, like a person who limps, or v'chamalti, iloshen chemel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Abrachmonis on the Klal Yisrael. So here Rashi is interpreting, Pesach Hu L'Hashem, iloshen dilug. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be jumping over, will be skipping over the Batei Yisrael. Pesach Hu L'Hashem, HaKorban Hu Kori Pesach, HaShem HaDilug V'HaPsicha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu medalag al Batei Yisrael mibein Batei HaMitzriyim, v'Koyfeitz, mi-Mitzri le-Mitzri, Yisrael HaMitzoy, yeah. V'yatem, Asu kol avodosav l'shem shamayim. The whole avod of the Korban Pesach should be done l'shmo. So what does it mean, Pesach Hul Hashem? You should do the avod l'shmo. Pesach Hul Hashem, you should do the avod l'shmo.
So what does it mean that Rabban Shlom did that to you? Pesach Hashem means you should do the Pesach Hashem. It's like half and half.
I mean, he's just translating the word Pesach.
You should do it Hashem.
No, he says that's he's like translating he the word Pesach means Dilug.
Yeah.
And Pesach Hol Hashem means you should shech this, you should do the avoidance of this carbon Lishma. All the avoidance should be done Lishma. So I noticed in the B'nai Yisoschar from Ampirish Melech Dinavir, he has a comment on this Rashi. He says he looked in the Mefarshim on Rashi. He didn't find anybody explain what Rashi is driving at with this expression, Asu kol avodosav l'shem shamayim. Yeah, there is. The first Mishnah in Zvachim says, Kol azvachim shiniz b'chol shelo l'shman k'sherim chutz menachatas v'pesach, that ishech shelo l'shma is posel. So that's what Rashi is driving at. Pesach ul Hashem. That's what he means, that Mishnah. I don't know. And he says the first Lashon, the first line in the Rashi, Pesach ul Hashem ha'korban hu kori Pesach. This carbon is called the carbon Pesach. So he has an interesting comment. I don't know if it's al pi aloch, al pi drush. So he has the following comment. There is a Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin. Salam de Shevat. There is a comment in the Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin where the Gemara has a klal of enkatega nasa sanega. The Gemara usually has enkatega, the Yushalmi has enkatega nasa sanega by lulav ha-gozel. By lulav ha-gozel. In the Gemara they call it mitzvah bo baveira. If I have, let's say, I stole a lulav, and by my stealing the lulav, this is labeled as a chepza shel aveira. Something changed. I have kinyan exel on this. So lulav agosel may not be used for the mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi says, the Bavli says, because mitzvah bo baveira. The Yerushalmi says, en kategen asesenegim. He's a chepza shel aveira, cannot serve as a chepza shel mitzvah later. The Bavli even goes further that the Kangodl on Yom Kippur is not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with Big Day Zohav. Why? Because Enka Tegan HaSanegen means that because of the Egel Azov are on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to blow Shofar Shofaro because the Egel HaZohav was an Egel. It wasn't really, it was Zohav. But it was an Egel, so the Parah belongs to the same family. So the Karen Shofaro, all Karen Shofaro is called the Chefta Shalaver because of the Chet Egel. And all gold in the world is called the Chefta Shalaver. So Gemara says, when you're dealing with Naiba Lifnim, and the Kodesh HaKadosh when the Kangol goes in on Yom Kippur, oh, when you blow Shofar, came to the Zikar and Kasi. When you're blowing Shofar for the purpose of Lahal, Zichronim, Shal Yisrael, Afnei Avim, Shabbat Shemayim, even if you blow Shofar in Chutz La'aretz and America, is considered as if you're blowing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak, you're more Machmir, and anything that Shmekt from an Aveira, all the gold in the whole world is called the Chepta Shal Aveira. And all Karen Shalpar is called the Chepta Shalaver because of the Egel Azov. When you're not dealing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it's only if this thing was actually involved in another. If this is a lulav ha-gozel, then you say Enka Tegan Asaneh. If this thing wasn't involved because it's reminiscent of another thing that was involved in Aveira, That's only lifnai v'lifnim yemachmer. Bachutz lekodesh hakadosh minat machmana. So there's such a klal in kategan asaneg. So the Gemara in the first perik in Kiddushin uses that expression in kategan asaneger in another instance. The Gemara says we have a hekish makish havayli itziya. You can get married. How do you know there's such a thing as kiddush eshtar? The Chumash only says that there's get ayde shtar. Because of Allah's sefer kriis, there's a shtar. The only shtar that the Chumash describes is a shtar gerish, and a shtar by kinya karka is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It's not a pasuk in Chumash. How do you know there's such a thing as kiddush eshtar? The Gemara says, v'yotze ha'is ha'makash ha'vayli. See, just like one can get divorced ayde shtar, so you can get married ayde shtar. Then the Gemara says, oh, v'yotze ha'is ha'so. We know you can get married ayde kesef. So maybe you should be able to get divorced ayde kesef. Rashi has two pshotim. What would the haven mean to be? The husband should give his wife another ring. So now she wears two rings. One is the kiddushin, one is tabas kiddushin, one is the tabas agerish, and she should give back the ring. The Rashi in Gittin kiddushin, the Rashi has two different pshotim. Whatever the haven mean it was, and the maskana is no. It's not so. The Gemara says, why not so? So the Gemara says, because yoimru kesef maitzi kesef machnis. People will say the same ring. You use a ring to make gerishin, which is usually an avera, sometimes nishkan avera. But the Gemara assumes that most of the time people are getting divorced could have straightened out their problems, and it's usually bavera. That's what the Rishonim say, the Tanoim, whenever Mesakan a Brocha and a Get, because most of the time a Get is bavera, so they didn't want to be Mesakan a Brocha for such a mitzvah. Even though once in a while it is a mitzvah, but usually it's improper to give a Get. Usually it's bavera. So the Gemara seems to say like that. Yomer kesef moitzi kesef machnus ein kategan asas hanege. You're performing the mitzvah of kiddushin with a ring, and that same ring, the same kinyan, if the yotz vayisa use the same ring to give a get, that's ein kategan asas hanege. So the Gemara effect akasha. So what about the shtar? So how you just said the yotz vayisa makish avali to yomer shtar moitzi shtar machnus ein kategan asas hanege. The Gemara answers no. Mili the hashtar lechud, mili the hashtar lechud. The text is different. Here it says Ariat Mekudashes, here it says Ariat Mugureshes. But by the Kiddushe Kesef and the Geta Yidei Kesef, the text that you say, what you say, Ariat Mugureshes, Ariat Mekudashes, that's not really part of the... That's just in order to have an umdin of what you're driving at, but that's not really part of the Maisa Kiddush. It's not really part of the Maisa Yerush. The Etzem Kinyan is the Kesef, and the Kesef is the same, so it's a problem of Enka Tegan Asaneg. But by the Shtar, it's in ganz in a different shtar. Mili dahai shtar lechud, mili dahai shtar lechud. So the Bnei Yisoschar refers to his commentary on the Haggadah, and then he has more of an arichas. He says, how could the Rabbanu Shalom command Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim they should bring a korban Pesach? Min akrosim and izim tikochu. The Medrash says, halol avdi avodah zarah, halol avdi avodah zarah. The Bnei Yisrael were also involved in the avodah zarah. The avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim was exactly the tleh. Rashi says the reason why they had a mishri yidechem avodah zarah, they had to demonstrate by tying the behemoth to the bedpost, they demonstrated to the Mitzrayim we're going to shecht it 4 days in advance. Mikra mibasa, and they demonstrated a great mesiras nefesh that the goyim could have killed them. They're going to shecht their avodah zarah, and they didn't care. And they demonstrated the shechting the avodah zarah and so on. So the Bnei Yisrael Baruch Shalom tells them to bring a tleh that they used to worship this avodah zarah. They used to worship these holy cows. They're going to shecht this at the Korban Pesach. Isn't this a violation of Ein Kategan Asaneg? So he says the only way to solve the problem is you have to mili dahai shtar lechud, mili dahai shtar lechud. The Torah had to incorporate Amira as part of the mitzvah. So the Amira here is going to be different from the Amira there. The Amira, when they were worshipping the Teleh, they would say, this is avodah zarah. And the Amira here was, it says, v'amartem zerach pesach ul Hashem, the Haggadah, with the Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim is not stam another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach and a mitzvah to have Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. No. Pesach Hul Hashem, you should say, Bepeh, you should say, Bepeh, HaKorban Hu Kori Pesach. This is called, you should say so at the time, this is called a Korban Pesach, and all of the Avodah should be done, L'Shem Shamayim, you should verbalize it, that I'm shechting this Tleh, L'Shem Shamayim. So if you have a Nusach of Amira, that's mili dahai shtar lechud, mili dahai shtar lechud. Rashi, he says, Rashi perhaps came, quoted this medrash, a medrash. Rashi quoted the medrash to bavar in this kasha. What happened to the problem of ein kategan asanega? So the answer is, the Torah requires an amira over here. And the amira is intrinsic, not something like by kiddushin. An amira is just to be megaladas, what he has in mind. So you can't say mili dahai kesel lechud, mili dahai kesel lechud, even though there is a difference. Here he says Ariyam Kodeshes, here he says Ariyam Kodeshes. But over here, it does solve the problem because the Amir is intrinsic to the mitzvah. If you bring a Korban Pesach without saying Sipi Tzis and Tzarm, without saying what it's for, so the Korban Pesach is incomplete. So that's the solution to the problem. That's why it's not a problem of Enka Tegan or
something. They have ovens now, the whole top is ceramic, and the element is embedded in the ceramic. You can cook on this and everything. This one, it says here that this is ceramic. My question is, first of all, can you use such an oven because it has built on it multiple places, or can you crush such an oven for Pesach? But this goes up to a high heat, so it's not like something that
as high as a regular 950 degrees. So that's leaving problem.
Even ceramic.
Klicheris.
Yeah.
If you do libel chomer and klicheris, it
gets red hot.
It becomes red hot.
I take out. But treifis, the house, you can have treifis.
Okay.
In cows, how much?
In cows, 550.
Is it good self-cleaning?
Self-cleaning is inside. This is just when you don't burn it, just wipe it off.
I have a question. Maybe I need to listen to that.